feel free to sing along if you'd like. All right, seriously, with a sermon title, Taking Care of Business, how did you think I was going to start anyway? So there you go. That's your blast from the past, Bachman Turner Overdrive, 1973. But be honest, how many times, trudging off to work in the morning, have you been thinking about that song, right? I mean, those lyrics are perfect for all of those bad days at work, aren't they? Work is a fact of life, right? If we don't work, we don't eat. We work, or we have nothing to show for our lives. That's just the world we live in. But like Jesus said, and like we talked about with the kids, sometimes we need to rest. That's what holidays and vacations are for, to rest, to relax, to restore, to refresh. And this time of year, summer, I think more than any other time, turns our thoughts to that. Now, in the gospel lesson from today, we hear this little bit about rest. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught, and he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Well, we all need rest from our work every now and then, whether it's our job or housework or yard work or homework. Sometimes we also need rest from our ministry. Now, that may seem a little odd coming from me after I spend probably 70% of my sermon time, and no, you may not take naps during sermons. That is the bit of time that you're forbidden to. Any other time's good. But I spend the majority of my sermon time preaching sermons that are meant to encourage you to get involved, to stay involved, to do more to serve God's children, right? Isn't that the message almost every week? That's usually the ultimate point of most of my sermons. And besides, in not too many more weeks, we'll be looking to fill another slate of deacons and elders and foundation officers and welcome school board people for next year, for the next three-year term. And yes, three-year terms seem a little like a prison sentence, don't they? Now, I sure don't want to provide any additional excuses for any of you to say no if the nominating committee comes calling, or if you're needed for Sunday school, or WOW, or Crossroads, or any of those other things we're involved in. But I would also be dishonest with you if I didn't remind you that right here in Mark's gospel, we just read it, Jesus takes his disciples away from taking care of business to get some rest and relaxation, sort of like a camping trip. You'll know the character Lil Sweet. He's the spokesperson, man, whatever the heck he is, for Diet Dr. Pepper. Lil Sweet, right? His classic line, "For all you do, you deserve the sweet reward of a Diet Dr. Pepper." And then he ends it with his little, "It's the sweet one," and does his, right? All right, you're not going to see that in the Baptist church on a Sunday morning. But he does his little dance and spin. Well, that's exactly the sentiment that Jesus has for his disciples. The truth is, sometimes we do need to back off and rest. Yes, nominating committee, I feel your pain at those words. But it's true. Ministering to God's children takes its toll physically and emotionally and spiritually. And sometimes we need to back off and take a rest for a while. Crack open a Diet Dr. Pepper and put our feet up. And Jesus saw the need for that in his disciples when they had returned from that tour, because what happens before is he sends them out two by two with nothing but the clothes on their back and their walking stick to heal the sick and preach the gospel. But the gospel continues. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And a little later, when they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and brought him the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched were healed. The times that Jesus tries to get away and rest himself just never comes to be. You see, Jesus doesn't get any downtime, ever. The people follow him everywhere. Everyone wants a piece, their 5 minutes, a healing, a sympathetic ear, a tender touch, a kind word. Everyone wants something from Jesus. He doesn't get the rest he expects his disciples, and yes, us to get. But he's Jesus, and we are not Jesus. We need our breaks from ministry, all of us. And maybe I'm preaching to myself a little here too. None of us is indispensable except Jesus. So for those of you who have been at the work of serving God, hear these words. It's okay to rest. It's okay to back off a little. It's okay to step aside every now and then, to say no to an opportunity, to take some time off. Ministry is one place in our lives where guilt may make us so susceptible to burning out because we feel the need to do anything and everything and to be everywhere we can for the kingdom. But we are not Jesus, none of us. We need to find that balance of working for the Lord and taking care of ourselves. So spend a minute thinking about those among us who need to hear you tell them that it's okay to take a break, because they need to hear it from you. It's important that they hear the words of thanks and the words of release from you. They need that can of spiritual Diet Dr. Pepper and some rest and relaxation. But there's another side to that. The reason that we can take our turn in getting the rest and relaxation that we need when we need it is because there are the rest of us. The rest of us who are here and who can pick up the slack. Because while we are entitled and need some rest and relaxation every now and then in our ministry, the work of the church does not stop when we do. And the need of God's children doesn't go on pause when we do. Jesus lived that constant need of God's children. The disciples saw Jesus live that need out every day of his life. And that burden of care became theirs after the ascension. All right, so maybe I wasn't exactly fully, totally, completely truthful at the start of this sermon. I admit it, I kind of set you up. In the life of this and every church, some can rest because others are willing and able to work. We all take our turns. That's how our shared life in Christ works. The disciples could rest because they knew that Jesus was at the helm and that Jesus was keeping things upright. And Jesus could return to his Father at the ascension because he knew that by the power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples could take the helm from him. And likewise, we too can rest when we know that our brothers and sisters are by the Spirit's power at the helm, taking over for us. So, is the Holy Spirit inviting you into your welcome rest? Or is the Holy Spirit inviting you to step out and get more involved? What is it? Is the Spirit calling you to step into ministry or step out of ministry for a time? So you will see in your bulletins this insert, and you'll see it again next week and maybe the third week. We'll see how we do. There are four different ways that you can nominate yourself. That would be wonderful if you were to nominate yourself, but also to nominate someone you think has the gifts to fill one of these offices. And what's not on here is Welcome School Board, and they always need people as well. So there are many different ways you can nominate yourself if you think you are being called to step into ministry for a time, so that some of your brothers and sisters who have been taking care of business for a very long time can maybe step out for a little R&R. We have, like I said, these are mostly three-year commitments. That's how deacons and elders and Welcome School and Foundation runs. And there are descriptions of all of those things on the back. For elders serve on a specific committee. Deacons and such just serve in general. And then finally at the bottom is the nominating committee. That's the committee of the congregation that nominates people to serve as deacon and elder. That is a one-year commitment, and they meet for a couple of times, maybe four or five times around August, September to start putting together that slate. So we need people for all of these things, and that's a large list to put together every year, as well as Welcome School. So are you being called into ministry, or do one of your brothers and sisters in Christ think you are being called into ministry? Because sometimes that call into ministry comes to us, and sometimes it comes through our brothers and sisters in Christ. So, if you have anything to say about this, you can fill this out, whatever spot or spots you see, and put it in the offering plate. And like I said, this will be back again next week and maybe the week after. So, let's take care of business. Amen.